And the Gemara, Gzeira Hashem Yemala Sakronim. We're not mat like that. Once you're planting all the type of seeds one next to another, there's a Gzeira. That maybe you'll fill up the whole side, and if you plant this side all the way, and then the other Aruga, also a whole side, so they're only two Tfachim away, Oblaibasa. So you can't have any attempt to plant one seed here, and then one seed three Tfachim away, because we have the Gzeira, no, maybe you'll come and mix it up together. You'll fill up one whole side. And then when you come to plant the next aruga, you fill up that whole side also. And you won't come to put on your mind that now since you have two arugas, one next to another, it looks like an irvuv. Therefore we ask her. You only have this heta of one aruga to plant five seeds, and you're planting it by itself. But once you have another shetech of aruga right next to it, then it's awesome. No, why are you saying, if you have like this picture here, all these boxes next to another, it's also because it looks like an irvuv. No, it should look now like each box is separately, since each one is planted like by a separate box. So each box looks like a box by itself, even though it gets the unique of one from the other. But they look like a special box. So since they look separately, that should be mutter by klayim. That's the klayis of Rosh Tur. For the Marav, lo yeh ele Rosh Tur yerek. Milo itznan, didn't we learn the Mishnah klayim? Ho yeh Rosh Tur yerek. If you have the Rosh, it means like a triangle. This picture of a triangle. Means you have a piece of kaka growing like a triangle full of cucumbers. Ho yeh Rosh Tur yerek. You have a picture of a triangle growing of vegetables. Nichnas letoich sodacher. Now this triangle comes into another soda. You have another soda cucumbers. And in the middle of this soda cucumbers comes this soda of tomatoes. But it's nichnas claw the two separate sodas. Because the sodas of tomatoes look like a triangle. The sodas of cucumbers is a square. So they look clearly, they're two different kakas, two different sodas. So that's mutter, there's no way to climb. Even though it's mamish comes into the other soda. Mamish, the triangle comes into mamish like you have like this. You have this kaka here growing tomatoes, and this is a kaka growing cucumbers. Even though these cucumbers are mamish in the middle of the tomato kaka, but it's mutter. Because since this is square, and this is a triangle, as nika claw, these tomatoes belong here. These cucumbers belong here, it's mutter. So the kasher is here also. When you have these six boxes, each box looks like a box by itself. So it's like, what do I care if it's yonik? Only two tefachim away, one from the other, but since each box looks like a box by itself, it should be mutter. Like we said, albeit nicker, that you have special growings, that should be mutter. As the only kasha we have is the middle seed. The middle seed looks like it's mixed up with all the four sides. But as long as you have different boxes, each box looks like you're planting it by itself. So why isn't it mutter just like a Rosh Tur is mutter? Milei Tanan, for your Rosh Tur Yerek Nichna Zatech Soda Acher is mutter? That's mutter. Because you see the end of the field. You see one field is square, and you see one so like a triangle. You see two different fields. So why is the mutter here? And the Gemara, Ein Rosh Tur Aruga. The Teretz says arugas are too small. Aruga just means one line of growing. One line of 6x6. And a small piece of kaka, 6x6, is not nikkis so much, it's a special box by itself. And this box is special, and this box is special. Like this picture. If you have all the boxes growing together, it looks like one big kaka. This looks like one big kaka. You have the seeds then growing one next to another, two tefachim away. That will bli bosser. Hey, it's the head of a Rosh Tur, then when you have a big kaka, you have one big kaka growing cucumbers. Then you have another kaka growing tomatoes. And those tomatoes, like a triangle shape of growing, comes into this field. That's mutter, because as Nika claw, this is one whole big field by itself, and that's another field by itself. But here we have small pieces of kaka just in aruga, just 6x6. It's not Nika enough by itself. Here it looks like an irvuv. Therefore, you don't have the effort to grow the arugas one next to another, only to grow one by itself. Trashi, lo ye el rosh tur klima. Afilu milo oisa, even if you fill up the whole thing. V'yach ha'kach zora garun, then you plant another seed. V'yach echod v'chaverta next to it. V'yein hefresh kishir ben elevein zera shebezu, you don't have three tvachim in between them. Ma b'kach zawat, lo ye nidun elok ha'rosh tur, let it only look like a rosh tur. Yerek, that means ha'nimshach, obo misodezu. Tomatoes that growing in one field, and they come into another field, the sodezu, shenira yofit looks to us, Shein mizu. It looks clearly there are two different fields here. Shenichnas lo ela mizu sheyetz v'menu. Vika kera. This cloth looks differently. We don't care. I mitzias now the tomato and the cucumbers are getting nourishment together. That doesn't bother us. Roish throws a trashy korolei lefisha kain derech l'seif hasod elios miskatzeres hacherisha v'limshach belachson kerosh turk is there. At the end of the field, usually comes to a point like a triangle. So now the triangle comes into the next field. So it's nika klo. You have two different fields. The teretz is ein roish tur barugam ein teretz het the roish tur marugal arugam. Certainly when you have big fields, then even a small field coming in, it's nicker, it's two different fields. Or else a big field into another big field. When you have two small boxes, just 6x6 tvachim, so you have a heker. Each box doesn't look like a special field by itself. It looks to us like it's one big field. Since each box is only 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim, it doesn't have a chshivas of a field by itself. It looks like one big field. Therefore, it's also to mix up, to plant one next to another. Because you only have 2 tvachim in between just the boundaries. That's not enough. They have your nikla dadi of blaibosa. That's the first mandiyam. So, the Gemara Shmuel Amano. Shmuel says, Aruga bein haruga sheninu. Shmuel says, no, now in Mishnah, no, it's mutter to plant one box right next to all of the boxes. There could be 9 boxes, still mutter. Even though you have a lot of boxes, each one is 6x6, and each one has 5 different seasons, so it's still mutter. How Shmuel? Not like Rav. For the Gemara, I will call Misavi Be'adodi. Why is it mutter taka? It looks, they're only planted 2 tvachim away, since each box is right next to the next box. So they only have a tefach for its boundary, each one. You only have 2 tefachim away. So each seed is more with the next one, only 2 tefachim. They have unika. The Teretz says, "Benateya shu lakan v'shu lakan." Nein, since each one is planted differently, that taka makes it look like a special box. Now, like Rashi, like the picture we have here. Shu lakan means each box, you can tell it's a separate box. Here the plant is on the top coming down here. So on the side, it's on the side all around. So you can tell each one has like its own 4 corners to it. So each box looks like a special box. Like the dotted spots, that's where you're planting only. So each box has its own pattern to know it's a special box. Each one looks separately. So Shmuel says that's enough of a heker. Even though it's a small box, they're small together, there is the heck of a Rosh Tur. Since each one is planted like its own pattern, you can see clear each box is separately. That's how Shmuel. Shmuel lo amar ruga v'ruga sheninu. That it's mutter. This is enough of a hecker. Since each box has its own way of planting it, like your mom is planting around like a box, each one is nikka by itself. Omar Ula. Only after a kara. No. Only after a kara. The nikka that nobody thinks of. The nikka is 3 tvachim. But since it's a heker, it has a din of a Rosh Tur. When it looks differently, it's mutter. Omarula, Boyle Marovin, Eretz Yisrael declared a Shaila. Hefkiya telemechod al pnei kula. One line went straight across the whole box. As you have this box 6x6, so he said you have like 5 seeds planted there on all corners, on all sides, and one in the middle. Now, by mistake, you made one whole straight line go through the whole box. Is that maskiya the heter? Does all 5 seeds remain awesome now or not? Mahu. Omrav Sheshis, Bo Irvu Vabitles Hashura. Since you have one line going straight through, that it mixes up everything. So maybe the whole thing becomes awesome now. You have an Irvu, you have a mixture here. The whole thing looks like mixed up together, the whole thing becomes awesome. Ravasi Yamano, Ein Irvu Vabitles Hashura. No, about even what's going straight across this line is only one line's worth. So one line's worth also looks like its own pattern. You don't mix up all 5 seeds. It still looks like all 5 seeds are planted separately. I have one line going straight through it. One line's not mavato the irvu. One line also has a chshivas to it. Fakert, look like the one line is like a soda by itself. So you have one line going across by itself. Like, take that line out of here. What's left? 5 seeds that are separated within 3 tvachim. The middle one is 3 tvachim. Way smutter. Fastest machlokes. We have one line going straight through. A line means a line of vegetables. Going straight through it, is it mavatlid or not? So he holds no, Rav Ashi holds one line is also called a chshivas by itself, and it has its own pattern to its mutter. Eitz for Ravina Ravashi, Ravina Kasha to Ravashi. Hasetan Oteya Shtei Shuras, Shal Kishuyim. If you grow two lines of cucumbers, Shtei Shuras Shal Dluyim, of pumpkins, Shtei Shuras Shal Pula Mitzri, two lines you're growing of type of beans that grow in Mitzrayim, is mutter. That's mutter. About you have two lines of it, so two lines of it look like a soda by itself. Two whole lines looks like shivas. You're planting here beans, here cucumbers, here pumpkins. That's mutter. Tzadik though, shura echad shura achad shakishuim. If you have only one long row of cucumbers, the shura achad shabluim, and one long row of pumpkins, the shura achad shapula mitzri, and one long row of beans, is also, then it remains also. So you see, one row by itself doesn't have a chshivis of the soda by itself. One row is considered mixed up together. So how could you, Rav Ashi, before say, if you have one row of seeds coming through this aruga, it's mutter because one row is considered like a soda by itself. Here we see, no, one row has no chshivis to it. One row is considered mixed up. If you have one row of cucumbers, one row of pumpkins, it's also. It looks like it's mixed together. It's only mutter if you have two rows. His two rows is considered like a soda by itself. So you have one soda cucumbers, one soda pumpkins, that's mutter. So Zakash, how could you say even one row is mutter? And the Gemara is Shani Hocha Dika Shracha. So you hear we're talking about you growing big things. You're growing pumpkins, you're growing cucumbers, like it grows up high. So the grass on top is mixed up. So where the grass on top, or like the leaves on top, mamish, mix up one with the other, that's cheating with salsa. But now in case the Zeroinim don't have high grass, or high leaves growing, you don't see their vuyo be mutter. Drashi dika shrocha means zmarasayim. It has long, zmaras means long, leaves, the stems are growing very long. Arucha is very long. Omis arvoi tarve milmala. And on top, the stems get mixed up one to another. Therefore, v'nirir vuyim v'mkaimis tarve. There it mamish looks like they're mixed up. So when you're growing things that have long stems, then we say if it's one row of cucumbers and one row of pumpkins, since on the top these mamish two get mixed up together, that's also. But our case before is talking about a pashtun aruga, you're not growing the luyim or pumpkins. You're growing small things that don't have such a big stem growing up. So if you have a whole line growing together, that looks like basada by itself, that'll be mut.
If something does have more than three pumpkins between it, but it looks together.
Then. Omer Rav Tana, Omer Rav Yechonin, Haroitze Lamalis Kol Ginos Vayera. Somebody has a gina, a garden, and he wants to be able to plant the whole thing full of different types of seeds. He doesn't want, like our Mishnah, the case, just in the middle, you put one seed. Because all around the middle, all the three tefachim, my three tefachim, we're not using in our Mishnah. You're only planting along the sides, and point in the middle, you're putting one seed in the middle. Somebody doesn't want to waste his karka that way. He wants to be able to plant all around the karka, use every inch of his little karka. And he wants to plant five seeds there also. What's his eitzah? How do you have an eitzah to plant in the whole karka five different seeds? Hareitzah lamalas kol ginos layerit is oisa aruga shisha. Make a plot of karka here, 6 by 6 tvochim. Vi oigo bo, in the middle of it, make a circle. Chamisha, make the circle. There's the diameter of the circle is only 5 tvachim. That's just like Tais' picture here. The circle is in the middle, 5 tvachim, you have a circle around it. If we ogle by chamisha, is that the circle should only be, the diameter should be 5 tvachim. Omamalek ro'nesel koma shiitza. So now the circle. The whole circle here, you can plant one type of vegetable. That's nira, it's like a circle, it's a karka by itself. Now all the four corners of the circle, you can plant different vegetables. Because each corner looks like a field by itself. And since the circle is one karka, like growing one vegetable, all the four corners look separately. So if you plant it like this way, it looks like five different karkas are growing five different vegetables, it's mutter. For the Gemara, no. We could the bene, but the chur, you're losing out. What's the big heter here? To use your karka, you're losing out the one tefach, the white picture on all the sides. All the sides, one tefach, leaving blank. Why are you leaving the blank? Why are you leaving the side blank for him? The one tefach. I'm the very Rabbi Yannai b'machre bein habinayim. It means you don't want to use it. Your machre means it's no good. Rashi b'machre bein habinayim. V'yena zarein. You're not planting there. Or lemalas to come. Rabbi Yechonin lav dafka lemalas kol hagina. It doesn't mean you want to fill up your whole garden. Come on. Elishio kol arugusem oleis. just means the whole aruga, wherever you are planting, you want to plant every inch of it. Around the side, you leave over one tefach that we had before for the gvul, for the side to use, to be able to water it, leave over a side. Even the sides, there's less tefach you can also use. If you were growing and planting the seeds lengthwise, chesti, now plant it orev widthwise. And fakat, if inside was widthwise, now plant lengthwise, that's enough of a hecker. If the inside of this white black part was lengthwise, now plant the inside, this last, the last tefach, orev. Orev zerun chesti. That's a hecker. Eitzvah Rabin Ravashi, Rabin Akash Ravashi, Avoidas Yerek, Bierek Achar, Ashisha Tvachim. If you want to plant vegetables one next to another, how much karka do you have to have in between? Shisha Tvachim you have to have in between. Rashi is Reinim Kamosh Shinino. Mama's like our Mishnah. Rashi, but Avoidas Yerek, Bierek Achar. Kamashir Avoidosa Laharchik, Chabe Rabimenu, Kadei Avoidosa. If you have a karka of growing vegetables, one. Then you want to grow another one. In between, you have to leave open 6 tvachim. Yeah. For Raya Noisim, and we see the 6 tvachim now, is Ketavlam Rubas. We look as if it's a board that's square.